the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Doctors have issued a stark warning about cannabis use in Ireland. They're describing it as the gravest threat to the mental health of young people in this country. Bobby Smith is a lecturer in public health at Trinity College Dublin and a consultant in child and adolescent psychiatrist. Bobby, do we know roughly how many people would describe themselves as cannabis dependent, and how damaging are the modern day strains of cannabis that we're hearing about? Because I did hear somebody describe them earlier today as not the same animal as we were dealing with 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yep. Frank, so in terms of numbers, so the most recent estimate we have is from a general population survey that was done about 4 or 5 years ago, which surveyed members of the population just about their cannabis use for those who are using, and that would indicate that up to 40,000 people, young adults, are cannabis dependent at the moment. And that's to some extent borne out by our addiction treatment data, where cannabis is the most common drug or substance drug for causing people to seek out addiction treatment for the first time across all age ranges. And in adolescents, it's by far and away the main substance, even passing alcohol. And on the potency issue, I guess part of our understanding, I suppose, of that increase in cannabis-related harm that we're seeing across society is it's more down to, I think, a potency change than it is to a change in the numbers of people using it. People are using it are using more regularly, and the type of cannabis they're using is vastly stronger than the cannabis that would have been around 20, 25 years ago, which was sort of a milder form of hash.
And is it more toxic or more addictive, or perhaps a combination of both?
I suppose the active drug or the active chemical within cannabis is THC, and the potency of THC in the modern cannabis is just much stronger. So it is more potent, and that increased potency causes it, one, to be more addictive, but also causes it to be more likely to cause the mental health problems that worry us as psychiatrists.
Let's talk a little bit about the conversation around cannabis then. You know, there does seem to be a widespread conception out there that cannabis is harmless, that, you know, it's not addictive. Do you think that that narrative is something that needs to be challenged?
Yeah, and that's a big part of why the document was launched today by the College of Psychiatrists, that people aren't treating this drug with the respect it deserves. It's a drug, it can cause addiction. Yes, some people can get away with using it, but if you use it heavily and regularly, you certainly run the risk of addiction, and particularly if you use it at a young age. And beyond addiction, there are, I suppose, a range of mental health risks as well.
Hold that thought, Bobby Smith, because I want to bring in Gino Kenny, People Before Profit TD for Dublin Midwest, who has been listening to what you've had to say. And Gino, you say that the problem isn't the fact that people are using cannabis, it's the fact that it's not regulated. And you see that as solving the wider problem.
Yeah, obviously the report today is concerning in relation to its findings. But that, you know, I think I would argue that it's more of the reason that there should be a regulated kind of system of cannabis, because cannabis will be used whether it's legal or not, and obviously it's illegal. So, and then there's a vacuum that needs to be filled, and that vacuum is filled by largely the black market and criminal gangs, and there is no regulation whatsoever. So my kind of argument is, you know, people will use it. Some people will abuse cannabis. So my argument would be that it should be regulated and controlled, because at the moment there is zero control or regulation for those that will consume cannabis. And that's where the vacuum kind of exists. And there's a binary choice for those that kind of, I would say, have their head in the sand in relation to, you know, keep going with the same policy over the last 45 years. It doesn't work, you know. It doesn't work. And look at other jurisdictions across the world where they have legalized it and regulated. The outcomes are better for harm reduction, how it's regulated and controlled and taxed. Because if you don't have that system, you will continuously have situations where the potency levels have, you know, there's no doubt in the last, particularly last 15 years, the potency levels of cannabis has increased. There's no doubt about that. But that it's in a vacuum of to complete deregulation. And if that happens, then you will find certain individuals, particularly young people, having difficulties with cannabis use.
Bobby Smith, what are your thoughts on regulating cannabis in this country? It's an age-old argument at this point, but it does seem that we've reached the perfect storm. You know, you look at some of the numbers coming out, the average age that people start using cannabis is about 15 to 16 years of age, but children as young as 7 or 8 dabble in the drug. And again, some people see it as a harmless drug. It's clearly not. Do you think regulation is the way to go forward?
I suppose one of the things we're hoping to do today was actually allow the conversation move on to talking about the harms rather than this endless conversation actually about regulation. And that's what gets lost in the persistent discussion about how we regulate it. If people are given facts and information, I think more people will make healthier choices. But on this notion that regulation is somehow going to protect teenagers, there's no evidence that that's actually the case based on the United States and Canada. In the United States, the proportion of young people who are using cannabis on a daily basis at the age of 16 is about five times the rate we have in Ireland. The most potent cannabis in the world seems to be in Colorado, which was the first state to legalize in the United States. So this notion that legalization will somehow rid us of higher potency cannabis isn't borne out by the data. And also, I suppose, that the fantasy that also regulation or legalization will get rid of the criminals and black market has been derailed by the legalization experiment in Canada and the United States, where 70% or so of cannabis sold in the legal states and locations is actually purchased on the black market. And obviously the poorest and youngest users will be the ones who are most likely to persist with the black market in the presence of a legal option to buy.
Well, let's park the idea of regulating the industry for a moment then, and let's talk about what you think the solution is, because it does seem like, you know, on the back of this report, we're all talking about it today, you know, but what happens next? You know, I've heard there are serious concerns in psych units that services will be completely overrun by a surge in young people needing treatment for mental health issues in the not so distant future. So if we're not going to regulate the industry, what do you think needs to be done?
I suppose in terms of cannabis's contribution to mental health problems, I suppose the main thing that we feel needs to be done is more information to more people. As you say, the general narrative out there that young people have been bombarded with over the last number of years is that cannabis is harmless, you can't get addicted to it. So we're trying to give young people the facts and information. I know that the HSE has been rolling out initiatives to beef up the education about cannabis in school in the Senior Cycle SPHE program, so young people are better informed. There's always going to be a subset of young people who choose to use cannabis no matter what advice or information is provided to them. For those young people who run into health problems as consequence of that use, whether it's addiction or some other problem, you know, they need prompt access to high quality treatment.
Okay, Bobby Smith, lecturer in public health at Trinity College Dublin, and Gino Kenny, People Before Profit TD for Dublin Midwest. We will have to leave it there, and I'm sure we'll come back to this conversation, Gino, because I do know that your party intends to submit a bill to legalise cannabis later this year. The last time that was done was by Luke Ming Flanagan 8 years ago. So that's a story I have no doubt we will return to, but that's all we have time for now.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.